We are now back, third hour of the War Room with former Green Beret and geopolitical analyst commentator Matt Murphy joins the show. We're talking on the break about what we're about to discuss, which is Abraham Accords versus BRICS and really the coming and already here geopolitical war over that reality in Middle East, West Asia, whatever you want to call it. But I remember at the beginning when I first started doing this again, like a year ago, I remember seeing Reza Pahlavi all over social media. And there are these photos where they make his nose progressively bigger, like Squidward. And it was really funny. So I was like, who is this guy? Like, why should I take him seriously? And then that's how I ended up learning about Iranian history and learning about the Shah and learning about what happened there. So who is this guy? Where does he come from? And he glows in the dark, Matt.
Well, his father was the Shah of Iran, former leader of Iran. And he was installed by a CIA, MI6 and Mossad operation. And you can look all up in Wikipedia. It's a pretty interesting way how they did it. And then he was, of course, when he didn't play ball and he started to speak out against the U.S., there's actually a very famous 60 Minutes clip where he speaks out against the U.S. and Israel and how Israel operates. And the next thing you know, he gets toppled and then they install, you know, the Ayatollah, you know, and then a new government. So, you know, he is so Reza Pahlavi is the son of the former Shah, and he should not be. He should be probably a Muslim or Shia somewhere along those lines. And now they have him in Israel all the time. They have the video that they make all their leaders and puppets do where he's kissing the wall.
Oh, no.
Going through the whole, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, they had Reza kiss the wall and do the whole thing. You know, and that's Israel's sign. That's how Israel parades world leaders around, is when they get the world leader or the congressman or the senator and to show that they're in control of them. That's how Israel does it. It's like mafia stuff. They go, they kiss the wall. It's like kissing the ring, right?
Right.
And so they have him, you know, multiple pictures with Netanyahu and his wife. And, you know, he said that he would, there we go, said that he would recognize, you know, Israel and join in a coalition with Israel if he was put back in power. Now, Trump, against, of course, the advice of the Pentagon and all of our intelligence agencies, said that when it had an attack on Iran after they told him not to, and because Trump assumed that he would be able to make them bend the knee very quickly. And you just can't do that because Iran is a hardened nation. They've been preparing for this war for 50 years. You know, majority of their weapons, targeting systems, military equipment is in, you know, bunkers that we can't touch with missiles, deep in the mountains, deep in tunnels and caverns. You know, they've been ready for this. They knew it was going to happen. Majority of this stuff that was left out on the surface, they knew they were going to lose should this day come. Iran is more than ready for this war. So that's why when Trump's like, he was boasting about destroying their army and their navy and, you know, all these things, he was only able to destroy what was out there. And Iran didn't care. And that's why Trump started to next level. And that's why so many generals have quit, so many chiefs of staff have quit, is because he's just not listening. And he won't stop doing these bombing campaigns. And now all Trump is doing is threatening, you know, war crimes and Geneva Convention violations because he's talking about blowing up, you know, power plants and bridges and, you know, doing a water, you know, the
no,
water
you're good. He
else.
Has to, though, because it's in service of the Greater Israel Project. It's what his bosses want him to do. He's like the manager of the Burger King. And it's like, well, that might be the guy that signs the check, but it's not the guy that owns the franchise, not even the company itself. Like, he's so far derivative 100%. Down. This is what I've realized now. We're going to get into all that and more. I want to cover the Abraham Accords with you and the war against BRICS. But I do want to tell people, thealexjonesstore.com. Matt, if you haven't tried our methylene blue, we got to get some to you as well. Over 80% reorder rate. People need to support independent media, support the operation. The highest quality nutraceuticals, highest quality apparel, highest quality hats, t-shirts, water filtration. We've even got the shower filter for people. Ultra methylene red, methylene blue, power plant, methyl drive, MK Ultra, ultimate life force. So many phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. Should you guys choose to accept it, that is your mission to help us stay on air and continue the fight, continue giving you real information, because you ain't hearing this on CNN. You ain't hearing this on Fox News. Ain't hearing this from Daily Wire, but you're hearing it from us right here on air right now. Former Green Beret geopolitical analyst Matt Murphy joins me in the next segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision. and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
It's another powerful War Room Live, War Room Afternoon on the Alex Jones Network. I highly encourage, recommend, beg of you, reshare, repost, live feed, live link, stream. Let your friends and family know what you're watching. They need to know the information that you know. That's why we do things here on the network. And we're live 24 hours a day. Just, hey, like, catch us on rebroadcast whenever you want. Coming home from work, going to work, whatever you want to do, whatever you need. We are always here for you on AJN Live. Talking to Matt Murphy on this geopolitical analyst, talking about the Abraham Accords versus BRICS, and really the reason why, Matt, I often talk about this, why we have to project the power so far away from home.
Yeah. Well, so our dollar depends on it. And, you know, right now our dollar is crumbling, the value is crumbling, we're $40 trillion in debt. You know, our debt exceeds GDP, I think, somewhere between 124 to 130%. That's only happened three times since World War II. We're in the third time right now. You know, so our dollar is failing. We have no choice but to secure our dollar with the oil, or we risk, you know, the collapse of the dollar and then the economic collapse. So when Iran started to trade oil, just like Venezuela, they started to trade oil with Russia and again China and do it in their own currencies. And so that leads to this whole BRICS and Abraham's Accord deal. So, you know, the U.S. created Abraham's Accord, but I mean, it was really created by Israel, pushed by the U.S., you know, to get countries in the Middle East to enter into a strategic relationship with Israel that essentially gives Israel the upper hand and control, right? But they call it a strategic relationship. Well, as just before that was going on, that was a response to BRICS. So India, Russia, China, and South Africa were the initial countries in the BRICS Accord. And the BRICS Accord has multiple facets of build out. But the BRICS Accord is going to be, when finished, the goal is that they'll have their own currency. Now, each country will have its own currency, but the value of that currency will be based on an agreed upon metric. So 60% of the currency's value will be based on each country's gold supply. And then the other 40% will be based on GDP. So they have a pretty good system built out on that. But the most dangerous thing for the U.S. dollar is that they want to build their own transfer system between every country in the BRICS Accord, which would make three of the largest superpowers in the world would give them their transfer system outside of the SWIFT transfer system in their own currency. And that would essentially collapse our dollar overnight because they would no longer be using the U.S. dollar for anything, you know, unless they were doing some direct trade with the U.S. So BRICS has been recruiting UAE, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, several other countries, and more countries have also joined. I think Brazil is a part now. There's different levels of membership, but the writing's on the wall that the BRICS movement is happening. Now, obviously, our China and Russia have gotten behind Iran now, and they're in talks about entering into some kind of alliance. But it's not only a economic alliance, it's also an intelligence and military alliance as well inside of the BRICS Accord. And so the Abraham's Accord is Israel's response so that they don't, you know, lose their, you know, future Pax Judaica, Greater Israel movement. And that's why Israel is using the U.S. military to attack Iran and, you know, quote unquote, protect the Gulf nations, because Israel needs the Abraham's Accord to be accepted. And that creates an economic, agreement between all the countries it joins, creates an intelligence sharing memorandums and, you know, strategic alliances and a military alliance. So basically they'll all help each other, which really what that means is everyone will be end up fighting for Israel. And so Israel's making their move. Now, so there's two parts to this. There's prophecy and, you know, theology prophecy, and then there's just simple economics. And since we've chosen oil to, you know, be our source for energy, source for production, pharmaceuticals, and everything else, we've made oil the most valuable thing in the world. And so Israel, in order to become a superpower and create Pax Judaica, Greater Israel, has to secure the Middle Eastern oil. So they have to push the Abraham's Accord, and they're going to use the U.S. military to destroy anyone in their way. And I just don't see that stopping anytime soon. So really, at the end of the day, that's all this war is about, at least on the, you know, the in the humanity side of things. Now, we can get into the prophetic thing in a second, but real world order is just the new world order, is that they want to create Greater Israel. You know, the founder of Israel, who's an atheist, by the way, David Ben-Gurion said that the goal of Israel, this was in Look magazine, January 17th, 1962, is to abolish all nation states, to abolish all armies, to create a world police, and to bring all countries together under the Noahide laws, which is the Abraham Accords, is how they would do it. And they would create a world court that would be headquartered in Jerusalem. The founder of Israel said the goal of Israel. So if you look at this, this is where it ties into prophecy, right? You've got to control the thing they make the world rely on, which gives you all the money, all the oil. But in order to accomplish the prophetic objective, right? So in Judaism, and this is, you call this a Talmudic, Kabbalist, Zionist prophecy, it kind of all wraps in together. Now, all Jews don't believe this. You know, this is more on the extreme radical Jewish side, the Israeli Jewish side. And they believe they have to do three things to usher in this Pax Judaica, Greater Israel, and this globalization, new world order. So the first thing is the sacrifice of the perfect red heifer. So a lot of people believe that red heifer was sacrificed in August 25. I think I've got some evidence of that. There were several prominent Jewish people that went on talk shows and were holding up the little vial baggie that they were sending water and some ash from this red heifer in to do the cleansing ritual to prepare for.
Right. And this sounds crazy. This sounds crazy. They're on video bragging about it.
Yeah, 100%. You know, see, it sounds crazy because they make people feel crazy for believing it. It takes you back to propaganda and psychological warfare. People have been doing things like this since the beginning of the time.
Right.
Now people think it's crazy because they tell you it is, right? You know, they it's part of that gaslighting psyops thing, and people just don't see it. So they have sacrificed one perfect red heifer. I don't know if they have to do another one yet. The next part is they have to build the third temple, rebuild Solomon's temple. The only problem with that is that the Al-Aqsa Mosque is sitting in the spot where Solomon's temple needs to be built, and it's been there about 1,600 years. So in order to build the third temple, they have to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It gets very, a complicated situation, right? Because if you blow up the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Muslims are going to go to war, right? They're going to get crazy. So they've been pushing, you know, Muslims out, going back to what, you know, I did with building the army that eventually became ISIS. It created tens of millions of refugees, right? So if you look into how all these Muslim refugees from the Middle East, North Africa, and everywhere else got to America and got to Europe, look at HIAS, H-I-A-S. It's a Zionist Jewish organization, and funding through them has sent tens of millions of Muslims to Europe and to the U.S., one, to get them out of Israel's backyard, in the countries around them that they need to take over to create Greater Israel. But then two, they've just dumped all these Muslims into the Middle Eastern Europe, which brings me to the next part of the prophecy, which is what they call the Gog-Magog War, or Dom versus Dom. So basically, they believe that they have to start this Zionist version of the Gog-Magog War, which is Christians versus Muslims. And Albert Pike has some prophecy on this for World War III as well. He's a very elite Mason back in the day, but they have to make Christians and Muslims go to war. And in their prophecy, this Gog-Magog war will get so bloody and get so bad that eventually the Christians and Muslims will realize that they've been deceived and they shouldn't be fighting each other, that the real enemy is the Jews, Israel. And they believe that the Christians and Muslims will then descend upon Israel and to the chosen lands, and that their Messiah will come to power by doing some miraculous thing to stop the attack.
And then, you know, certainly not a thermonuclear weapon deployed or anything. Certainly not. You want to talk about like modern prophecy, self-fulfilling prophecy. My dad back in the day, when he would talk about like interdimensional vampires, talking about like demons and stuff like that, people would call him crazy. This is what they believe. It's not what we believe necessarily. It's what they believe. They say it. They're proud of it. And then it's this really weird thing where they say it out loud and they gaslight you and say, oh, you're not allowed to call this out. What do you think of that?
Right. Well, they'll call you anti-Semitic. They'll call you all kinds of names for pointing out what they believe, what they talk about. Like, even when I post rabbis talking about these prophecies on my Instagram page, they get taken down for hate speech. You can't make this stuff up. They just deleted my account that had about 150,000 followers a couple days ago, you know, because hate speech. But all I do is just put what they say on there. I put their prophecies. I put the verses from, you know, their Talmud, you know, on there. And then they delete my post for hate speech. You know, so telling the truth about what they do, when they call you crazy, they call you anti-Semitic, but it's literally in their prophecy. It's in their books, you know, and, you know, it's just, it's getting very difficult, I think, to tell the truth these days, because again, just like I said, they took over the global banks and the Federal Reserve. They slowly but surely monopolized everything. You know, Zionists have, I think, about a 97% ownership foothold on U.S. media. You know, so almost all social media platforms, they even own Rumble, the freest place to talk, right? You know, so if you're going to tell the truth these days, you have to have a platform outside of theirs. You know, so it's a very interesting time to be alive right now when they're making these moves. They're even talking about it. Netanyahu's mentioned prophecy. Trump's mentioned prophecy. You know, Secretary of War, hey, calling him that.
What do you think of this? What do you think of this? You're talking about this. There have been hundreds of complaints. Crew, find it. I think it's like the MMRF. I think that's the military group that's responsible for handling like religious violation complaints and First Amendment violation complaints. The soldiers were told that the war in Iran is to light the signal fire for Jesus Christ to return, with the with their superior officer having like a leering grin on his face. I imagine you've probably been in pretty crazy scenarios and stuff, but like I personally, I can't imagine being in that. I don't know what I'd do. I would be like, what exactly? I guess they just have to listen.
Well, brother, I think at first you take an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I got to say that again. Every U.S. soldier, every service member has taken an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Nothing in there did they say I was fighting a religious war, because, you know, the Constitution is pretty clear about separation of church and state. And I also, when I was in, would have the ability to, you know, not follow unethical orders, you know, or unlawful orders. So, you know, it's a very weird time right now, because even if you look back at the start of the Iran war the second time, when Trump deliberately bombed that girl's school, and I think he killed somewhere between 140 and 170 schoolgirls.
Yeah, I think the number's 165, not including the teachers. Yeah. All right, so let's go into that, because I have debated this with myself mentally, and I'm still unsure, but you have an expert opinion. You understand the armed forces. That school was a place where the daughters of lead IRGC commanders would go. Was that the reason why we hit it? Is it not just they said that, Claude messed it up or something? I think that was the claim. Yeah. Was that one of the AI engines?
No, it's not. So I was a SOTAC. So I was a JTAC. I was one of the guys who went through training for dropping bombs, right? Or coordinating with the jets to drop the bombs. So someone like me would have been in the command shed, controlling that aircraft, telling it was cleared hot to drop that bomb. Now, there is a multi-step process that you have to go through in order to confirm a target. Now, back when I was in the military, we didn't kill civilians. We didn't intentionally target people, and we definitely didn't kill kids. We followed the laws of war and the Geneva Convention, and we would call off bombing raids all the time. If there was any family nearby, civilian structures, churches, hospitals, anything, because at the end of the day, that's just not what we do. Yeah, we take the fight to the enemy. We don't kill kids. We don't kill civilians. And so with our imagery And even on the classified side of imagery, we can, you know, with the 1 meter imagery, you can see every color, everything is constantly updated with the spy planes, the technology, the cameras, the satellites, everything that we have. You know every damn thing there is to know about a target before someone like me says clear it hot and that bomb drops off that comes off that plane or launches from wherever it comes from.
Wow. So I've watched the video of Trump and Hegseth. I have it downloaded to my YouTube. That's how much I hate it. And I rewatch it all the time to remind myself of why I do this job. And it's Hegseth and Trump saying, we think it was Iran. They're very imprecise with their munitions. The idea that they would bomb their own school within, like, when the American attack starts, they telepathically generate a bomb over an elementary school. That's what you have to believe in. Like, what do you think?
Man, they're just liars, man. I don't think I've been more disappointed to be an American than I have during this administration.
Me too.
You know, it breaks my heart, man, for the guys that are serving right now. You know, I saw Sean Ryan clip the other day on Instagram. He was talking about he was hanging out with a buddy who's still in, and he was about to go deploy and go fight or get ready for, because, you know, and they're talking about a ground invasion and other things now being on the table. And Sean was talking with this guy, and this guy said, you know, I'm being sent to fight for Israel, and I know it. And he's like, I don't have a choice. And it seemed like the fight wasn't gone within him, because obviously he's going to war. I think there's so many people are just so complacent with what's happened, because, you know, this didn't happen overnight. They slowly, systematically, since they took over the Federal Reserve in 1913, taken over our bureaucracy, our military positions, our politics, and AIPAC controls the left and the right. So it's our country has been hijacked. We are occupied. And it's just heartbreaking to think that, you know, a lot of American soldiers and Marines sometime in the near future are going to be sent in to Iran to fight a ground war where potentially hundreds of thousands of them could die to win, right? And when I say win, what do we win? You know, when Trump came into office, oil was about $70 a, you know, barrel. Gas was about, you know, $2.80, $3 a gallon. Now it's like $4 a gallon on average. Oil keeps going up and down, and, you know, it's down near $120 a few months ago. It's only going to get worse if this continues. You know, we're looking at so many ramifications of this.
Let me ask you what your predictions are, because we got 5 minutes left. So you have an extreme expert opinion lens on this as an analyst, because we're doing analysis right now of this whole situation. You're somebody that has been involved with the dropping and logistics of bombs and planes and understanding that in warfare. You're somebody that understands the reality on the ground of the guy with the gun who ultimately is responsible for winning all of the wars. You have to have that element. You understand the military and its command and control structure. What's happening right now? Are they going to do a ground invasion? Are they going to pull out? Because Trump is between a rock and a hard place. What is he going to do?
Well, I think he has to do what Israel says. You know, at the end of the day, Israel
what do they
owns
want?
Us.
What do they want?
They want to create greater Israel. You know, so when I was doing this ISIS mission, I learned the whole thing. And that's what got me studying, reading the Bible, studying Judaism, studying Islam, studying theology, prophecy, looking at how all these events, because once you're in intelligence, you're behind the curtain. And there's 15 reasons why something happens. But at the very end of it, there's only one big reason it happens, right? And Israel wants to, their prophecy, Jewish prophecy, they are a Jewish nation, right? Well, you know, I mean, very.
Hey, it's a secular atheist state. That is the same state in the Bible 3,000 years ago, and they have a claim to that land, even though they're an atheist secular state. They have both a sword and a shield. That's kind of the whole issue.
100%. But they claim to be atheists and not follow the God of Abraham. I can tell you what God they really follow. It might be Baal and a little bit of satanic worship going on there, right? They don't believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus. They have an agenda. They have, in my opinion, they're the synagogue of Satan, and they have an agenda. And their agenda is greater Israel. And they are manifesting destiny for end times prophecy. ISIS was a part of that. The war in Iran, the war in Iraq, the war in Syria, the Arab Spring. Almost everything we've done since 2001 is to set the stage so that Israel can push the Abraham's Accord, push their military operations and campaigns using the U.S. military, using the lives and the blood of our service members to secure greater Israel, Pax Judaica. Israel wants to be a superpower, and they believe that they're going to usher in globalization, and the stage is set. They control the banks. They control our government. They control the largest military in the world. I mean, you saw what happened with Spain. Spain, you know, spoke out.
Talk about it.
Against them.
Talk about what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Spain spoke out against Israel and you know, said they don't support and don't recognize them. And next thing you know, well, they used the U.S. military, the U.S. government's money, of course, $40 million was spent over to,
right.
Our money was spent to pay.
I've got
this.
It right here. Over right. Headshot, please. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Yeah. But they then flood, you know, Spain, Spanish territory with Moroccans, right? You know, and so it's, and then, you know, you've got fires going off and all the other countries that have stood up or spoken out against Israel. I mean, they can just do whatever they want because they have the U.S. money, they have the U.S. military. And, you know, if you get out too far out of line, they kill you. Yeah, and if you stand up against them, they make you hurt. And the next part of this, like I talked about this Gog-Magog war, what I fear, and I heard your dad say something about this the other day. That's why I'm a big fan of your dad, because he gets it. They are going to do something like 9/11, I believe. But what we've been seeing in intel reports for years is this 9/11 on crack, you know, 9/11 times 10, where they're going to attack multiple American cities simultaneously, but not only attack like, you know, soft targets where they can get the biggest bang for their buck and less threat, but they're simultaneously going to attack first responders, fire trucks, you know, ambulances and all the infrastructure that would be used to help those areas. So we've been seeing intel reports about this for a while. We've got 40 or 50 million immigrants in this country. Trump's deportations are less than the last four presidents before him, himself included. The only problem is we have about 40, 50 million more people that don't belong here. We've deported no one, hardly anyone. And we're set up for catastrophic failure with the dollar, with the economy, with chaos domestically. Europe is about to burn as well. So I think these false flag attacks are coming pretty soon because Israel has no choice left. People are waking up. People are speaking out. People are starting to see how evil Israel is, how controlled our leaders are, and how compromised America is. So Israel has no choice. They're a dog backed into a corner, and a dog backed into a corner is going to bite. And I believe that false flag attack is going to come soon. So everybody turns their attention to Muslims, right? Like they always do to us, like 9/11. And that starts that, you know, Christian versus Muslim chaos. And, you know, we're going to be probably shooting each other in the streets here domestically before not too long because the decks, the cards are set, man. It's just, this isn't, you know, conspiracy. This is just, it's right in front of your face.
Yeah.
All the evidence for this is right in front of our faces. And people need to wake up and stop watching the reality TV, stop burying their heads in the sand, and realize we're about to lose our country. And, you know, I just don't know how else to put it.
Right. Well, here's the thing. It's like your parents say, oh, would you go do that crazy thing? Would you go jump off a building too? Like, that's the thing. Like, everybody's just like, hey, it's time to line up and jump off the roof now. And we're like, no, we're not for that. We don't support suicide. We don't support killing our country for a foreign power. But can we stop it? Can we find an answer? Matt Murphy, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to have you back on. I'm hosting the big show. We'll definitely at least do a segment. I want to talk to you about, you know, being a Green Beret. Like, you understand, like, being given, like, a giant bag of money and being told to destabilize a nation. That's what's being done to mm-hmm. us right now. So there's a lot more to talk about. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Peace. Thank you. We'll be right back after these messages.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks, you've seen the deplatforming, you've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Three-hour live broadcast connected to you via the power of the internet, via Wi-Fi, satellite, radio, and a whole host of mediums. It's always cool to be in 100,000 rooms at once. Thank you so much for tuning in to War Room Live. I am your host, Rex Jones, and we're rounding out things here today with calls. I want to get ready to take y'all's calls, and I want to ask you about a specific topic. I'm going to read the number out, and I'll tell you what the topic is first before I do. I want you to call in if you have an opinion on the new right, on like the Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Tucker Carlson, the Alex Jones, Thomas Massie, people like that. What does the new party represent to you? Who would you like to see really emerge in the coming 2028 election? I'd be very interested to hear what you have to say about that. Please call in 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. So if you want to call in and talk to me about that, I would appreciate it, because here's the thing. I do believe that we can affect change politically. I'm a true believer in this. I think that there are things that we can get done. I think that there is a lot more blackpilling than there really should be on our side. But at the same time, who is the person right? Because you look at the personages of Trump, and you realize if you're overly reliant on something like that, it can really hurt your movement, right? Because our movement was never, like I often say this, about the hat and the tie and the YMCA dance. It was about what Trump promised to do. And I think what you need is somebody that was wounded by Trump and discriminated against by Trump for trying to hold him to account for the values that he used to hold. Like, if you have an opinion on that, or if you disagree, and if you think Donald Trump has not changed and that the GOP is invincible and incredible, or it's the best we have, you're never going to get any better, I want to hear from you, positive, negative, whatever your opinion is on this, though. Call in if you have an opinion on this. I'm very interested to hear what you have to say. Let's callers on the board, just 512-266-0642. I want to talk to you. Please call that number. Really quick, can we get the Alex Jones store up there? TheAlexJonesStore.com. That is the place to go. I need you to go there right now and check out the Power Drive bundle. I created two products on there. That's Power Plant and Methyl Drive, nootropic adaptogens, also CoQ10, PQQ for mitochondrial health, pairs amazingly in research with methylene blue and other ingredients. We have all of that available and more available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The turmeric is new. The turmeric tincture is new, but this is not. This is all available for you. The Power Drive Bundle. It's Power Plant, Ultra Methylene Blue, and Ultimate Methyl Drive. Very, very cool. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's talk to Sean in California. Sean in California, you're on the air.
Yo, Rex, good hearing from you again. And an amazing broadcast today. Harrison as well. You guys, it's like I get enriched listening to you guys because you go in depth and you actually reflect the zeitgeist. So you wanted to discuss what you're referring to as the new right, from what I heard, correct?
Yeah, like what's coming. You know, not necessarily midterms, because like that'll just be an interesting battle, but the real wars in 2028. What's your take on 2028?
Well, my thought, remember the picture you talked about that was getting hit by the bots of Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tucker and Joe Kent? Maybe it wasn't MTG there, but anyway, you know, to me, this is going back to what the founders intended for us. In the Federalist Papers, I believe it was number 10, they addressed the issue of faction. I think Americans are now seeing evil for evil, and though we might have a left or a right label, whatever, we actually want to come together at the table and talk about the things that unite us, which are a lot more than what divides us. And so we might just have ourselves maybe either a new third party, as I've heard you and Harrison discuss, or just a movement where it's we the people and not we the parties anymore. And that's what we need, I think, in this nation, to quit letting ourselves get subdivided into each camp with a personality and instead just get together and do what works. You know, that would be more in line with how this country was supposed to develop from the start.
I totally agree. And as real problems and real issues become apparent for everybody, and we're not able to just ignore things anymore, the consequences of our actions and what we do overseas specifically, and our foreign policy, to try to separate our foreign policy from the domestic policy, that we're not in the 1970s. It can't really be done. You know, it's a completely different world. And, you know, I was thinking about this. Older people don't understand that. They still think we have the military of 1991. We don't. And, you know, I'm not ever going to vote for people that want to kill me in the Middle East ever again. But at the same time, I want to be able to effectuate political change. So there's various arguments as to whether you talk about third party, also talk about kind of the Trump or RFK Jr. model, where you have someone run inside the party and have them take over. And he genuinely did that, because I remember them talking about Jeb Bush like he was going to be the president. I remember a lot of that. And Trump genuinely killed that. We can talk about the Hillary thing. And the war and the battle there, which I do think was real, or at least mostly real, but he took out Jeb Bush. Like he completely snaked and smoked Jeb Bush. He third partied him like in Fortnite. And I think that we could have the same type of thing happen again. If you have one of these warmongers like Marco Rubio, let's say he's polling like 35%. He's the front runner or whatever. And then you have someone else on that stage, like Joe Ken or somebody else that served. And Marco Rubio gets a question about the Iran war, and he gives, oh, well, we had to go in, we had to defend Israel. Oh, it is what it is. And someone like Joe Kent would say, oh, yeah, well, what about the families of the dead service members? Did you go talk to them personally? Were they all happy that their family died to stop a nuclear weapon that wasn't a threat and didn't exist and I knew wasn't a threat and that's why I resigned? This is a fake war manufactured by Israel. Like, what happens when jaws truly drop? But that's what I'm interested in seeing. I think there's a lot of potential for it. I don't think you have to be ex-military to do it. I think it definitely would help. And I think that is the true, like, bad, like, major arcana for them. That's their kryptonite. That's the thing that they have to avoid, is someone that's been there, done that, and can call them out on their war crimes. Excellent call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Debbie in Florida. Debbie in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, hon?
Good.
I just wanted to tell you, you're right on target, almost. You're going to need some help from your dad to figure this one out, but just listen to this. I did government contract work in a specific area in the South, in Georgia, and I used to climb the towers and everything else. What I didn't realize was that I also signed a no non-disclosure agreement. Fact of the matter is, we've been allowing our military, Black Hawks helicopters specifically, to fly for Israel under the Israeli flag. They're Jews, but they're Americans. I said, how is this possible? I thought it was the craziest thing. And this is back in the 80s, okay? To give you a point of reference. How is this happening and how could it be possible? So I talked to the person because we had a friendship. We were friendly with these people.
So what ended up happening, ma'am? If you can boil it down, because we got a bunch of people on the board.
What ended up winding up happening is that he's in Israel right now, but he was working for the U.S. military. That's the whole point. It made no sense in the 80s, and it really doesn't make any sense now.
No, it doesn't. We have Congress members that wear IDF uniforms and vote to send more money to Israel. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. Let me talk to Abraham in New York. Abraham, how are you doing?
Another honor, just like yesterday. And at the end of this call, I would want to comment about my experience with the supplements and also something about the show itself, how we access it by the apps. Now, we as an entire nation, how come none of us stepped up adequately to back Thomas Massey?
That, yes.
His competition... I mean, now, obviously, he and Rand Paul would make the ultimate in 2028 if we really had strategic oversight. Those are the two best guys that we got. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, even though she's independently wealthy now, that's why she doesn't need this political crap. But Thomas Massey and Rand Paul.
No, but nobody showed up for him, man. And like, I should have gone. I should have done something. Everyone should have been there from across the country. This was literally like AIPAC bragged about putting his head on a spike. It's disgusting.
And it's in conjunction with how Charlie Kirk, you know, like those interests have been so effective this year. This is their damn year. This is like the 60s all over again. They're able, anybody who's an effective voice and opposing this worldwide collapse, the key people were killed. We're so fortunate that we want Alex, but we're also fortunate that we still have Tucker Carlson at this stage.
Yeah, no, I think that's totally fair to say. And here's the thing, like they talk about an angrier world, like that's where we're at. Like if people wake up and there's no option, like there's no valid option on quote unquote our side, they're going to listen to the communist agitator. And like JFK talked about this, like this is how you get true societal collapse. And like we needed somebody like Massey. I mean, Ed Gowron, that guy literally like fantasizes, drools about drafts on podcasts, like drools about the idea of sending American souls off to go die in another war in the Middle East, because he is a radical Christian Zionist. I don't want to hear people talk about Muslims. I don't want to hear people talk about Mormons. I don't want to hear people talk about Jews. Like, this is a whole nother level. Like, if you believe that we have to bring in the apocalypse to bring Jesus back, and we got to back World War III in Israel to do it, I mean, that's the sickest thing there is. And they couldn't do their agenda if there wasn't a domestic population of people here that agreed with it. That's the reality. So there's accountability over in America, I think. What do you think about that?
I agree with you 100%. The guest that you just had is so precise, and how events are manufactured decades ahead of time. That's another reason why they're able to unfold, because these are September 11th and a new September 11th, but all the conditions from COVID crunch down and media consolidation and BlackRock and flooding us with all the immigrant persons. And since when in history would 50,000 guys show up on land and the press wouldn't frame it as, look at this disgusting, weird criminal act?
Oh, no, no, no. I know. I've got it here. We paid $20 million, and in our latest treaty with Morocco, we say the committee notes that Spanish-administered cities of Ceuta and Melilla, or Melilla, however you say it, located in Moroccan territory, are located in Moroccan territory and remain the subject of Morocco's long-standing claim. So we told them to do this, and then we sent them – it's not $20 million, Abraham. It's $40 million. Massey talked about it. Your thoughts on that, and then I got to take the next call.
I would compare it to the same way they prepped the conditions for the Vietnam War. They spent millions shipping in men and women on aircraft flights into Vietnam, manipulating the South and the North. The budget in today's money is about like $100 million. They spent just on aircraft manipulating the pieces on the ground in Vietnam before we even heard anything about sending analysts there to evaluate.
Yeah. Totally agree. Thank you, Abraham. Really appreciate the call. Love the energy, guys. When you have energy, I really respect it, especially like that guy's smart, too. It's a very smart caller. He's also got a unique way of expressing himself in a regional dialect. Very, very big fan of that energy. I like to let's get a lot more of that from people. Let's go to Omar in California. Omar, you're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, look, I'm from Yemen. I'm Muslim. I just like, man, when every time someone says something about Israel, like they always say, "Oh, we got to defend from the radical Muslims." Like, who the hell think about attacking Israel? Like, who even knows if all this stuff that supposedly somebody said they're going to destroy Israel? Who even knows if it's true or not? Like, they'll just get anybody to go up there and.
Well, I don't think we necessarily disagree. I don't think anyone's trying to destroy Israel, but Israel's trying to manufacture a fear of that happening so they can do their wars.
You know, my father is 80 years old, and he remembers a time in Yemen, and he tells me when Jews actually lived there in the 50s and 60s, and that there was no problem.
Right.
And
There's no problem in Iran right now.
No, I don't know. But another thing I want to say, how sad is it in America that they can send all this money to Israel, but not one single representative, or maybe a couple, won't say, hey, how about we split that money and give every single American $50,000? How about that? We'll just calculate it.
I think the main thing for me, man, is like if I'm going to spend that money, then I want at least half of it to go to feeding the people that I'm starving. And I'm super against the Palestinian genocide.
And I know a lot of people from Palestine and sure. From Gaza. And it's sad, man. It's sad.
It's the most monstrous thing to happen in the 21st century. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Billy in Alabama. Billy in Alabama, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex, great job. Really appreciate you. Yeah, you were mentioning this new party forming or whatever it is.
Yeah, what's your take?
Scared to death that whoever it is, and I'd love to see Tucker, but whoever it is, you know, the massive pressure and control and the blackmail and the violence. Look at Charlie Kirk. So I
sure.
think anybody that's even thinking about it has got to consider, you know, and not even just personal, but like his wife, you know, you know how these people are, right?
Yeah, no, I totally take your point. I just, the prize is too great. Like, everything is on the table right now. We're not in, like, a political era of stagnation anymore. We've entered into, like, rapid decline. So with that crisis, of course, comes a lot of opportunity for people. And it's really like, do you want your name to be in the history books for the next 500 years or not? Like, now is the time for a lot of people to make that happen. You're also going to witness pretty soon, like, just a mass die-off of, like, the neocon power base. So I think that's a big factor.
Yeah, it's going to take someone with phenomenal courage. You know, I mean, just unbelievable courage. I love Tucker because, you know, of course, Trump had the building and business background, but Tucker's he's had his eyeball on the world for decades, you know, and he's always been smart and articulate and open-minded enough to listen to your dad about 9/11. And you know, all that. He's just got it all going on. I'd love to see Tucker, but honestly, Rex, I'd be afraid for his life every day, like I am for you and for your dad.
No, 100%, but that's the thing is, like, life is great, but living in fear is not my idea of living, and this is the only thing you can do, so it's the only thing you should do. And, what else is the reality? And, like, we talked about with the last guest, last segment, about, like, PSYOP psychological warfare. Here's the thing. Everyone in America has been abused, propagandized, fed mass media, fed lies and delusions about what we actually do overseas, to a degree where if we actually all come together and have solidarity and understand, not from like some like victimhood process, but understand from a personal accountability process, what exactly has been done to the country and then to us by proxy, I think we can wake up. But it's a real unity message, and it's going to take somebody that was hurt by Trump, because Trump perverted the energy of like that populist freedom spirit in America. Like he took it over for himself and he smothered it and he killed it in the crib. And now we have to hope to kind of like find that lightning in a bottle again. So thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let me talk to Tiger in Washington. Tiger in Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex, you've been killing it hosting the war room past couple of weeks here now. I took the methylene blue and I racked and stacked the power pack. Now get your supplements, folks, because they will change your life. Now, back to your original question, the new coalition. Have you seen that graph where the left has moved so far left that the guy right of center is now labeled a Nazi? It needs an update with the Z azimuth for the 1776 2.0 George Washington Party, liberty or death. The Republican Party is deader than dog doo-doo. It's got a case of Zionism, man. It no longer represents us. Anyhow, thanks, Rex. Also, Bigley, where's the sleep supplements, man? Help my boy Rex out. That's all I got for you, buddy.
I appreciate the call, and you're definitely right about the end there. Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate the support. And here's the thing. Don from Oklahoma, I'm going to take your call. Everybody that calls in, like, I really appreciate it. Catch me on my morning show. Like, I want to talk to you again, and I take calls in the third hour. So go ahead, and Don in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Howdy.
Hi.
I guess you're with me. You know, this is about Israel. We give them the money. Congress votes to give them the money. And then if you look online, you can find out they're giving the money back to our politicians, buying them off. So they're not really even interested in us. They're just basically selling us out, you know. And the
it's disgusting. It has nothing to do with our lives. Our lives would only get infinitely better if we were not fighting over there. Like, these countries, the idea that we have to constantly be at war over there, you think they wouldn't negotiate? Like, think about how many failed negotiations there have been, man, that we don't even know about.
Yeah, it's like a parasite. They're just parasites, and we need to rid ourselves from them, because they're actually, destroying this country here, because people try to pick their leaders. But you go online and you look, and you clearly see, hell, all of Oklahoma's congressmen and senators are sold out. Senator Lankford here, I think he got $322 million. But anyway, stop doing it. You know, if it's causing you physical trouble, stop doing it.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you, Don, Oklahoma. I will be back in the chair. I'll be doing the Alex Jones show tomorrow, and I think the next day, but maybe not, because he might be back earlier than expected, but also no. So I'll be in the chair for you. If you haven't checked me out, go to Rex Jones News with the Z on Twitter and on Instagram too. Follow me there. I post show clips. I'm live every single morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I was live this morning. This is my sixth hour live today. That's Rex Jones News with a Z. I do gray area talks at night. That's linked in my profile. Follow that as well. Also on YouTube. That show is on YouTube. So if you're a big YouTube person, not necessarily the biggest Rumble person, follow me there at Gray Area Talks. But find me in the morning from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every single day. Pull up the Rumble if you would. because here's the thing. I know we got the Rumble chat here, and I know they're roasting me for being bald and looking like Unk and doing whatever. Here's the thing. You can roast me every morning in my Rumble chat. How about that? But come in, give me the views, give me the audience, and more so, let me convince you of my worldview and really why we all need to unite together against what we face. But just come in and watch my show. We do a really good job. Shout out to Austin. Shout out to Jack. Shout out to Tim. Shout out to Anthony. We're working on so much amazing stuff. It is literally, this is all I think about. This is all I do. New American Journal. Go ahead and follow me there. Follow me on Rumble. If you're watching this right now on Rumble, just go over and follow me there. 3-hour live show every single morning. I do something super fun too, where it's usually a 4-hour show. I run a documentary. I run like our classic free-to-air documentaries like Terror Storm, like Endgame, like the Obama deception, and so much more. Classic reports, clips of me as a kid on the old network. All of that is available for you on the freer social media platforms like X and Rumble. Follow New American Journal. And I have Knockout Sleep Support. I do sell it 50%off.com. That is the website for that if you want to find that there. I also have BrainForce available on 50. So that's an interesting site and store to check out if you want to. I should have another very, very big guest on this week. I'm very curious if they're going to let me have him on, but I think that they will because we're a totally free network. I'm trying to do more discussion debate shows, and I think a lot of you guys like it when I do those. The clips seem to do well. What do you want to see me cover? What do you want to see me debate? I have a debate that just dropped today with, I think her name is Maria Headbangs. We did a boomer debate, and she's not a boomer. She's a Gen X person, but we can argue because it's a boomer. It's not generational. It's neocon spirit we're really talking about when I say that. I love and venerate the elder people that have the real knowledge about the world. But sadly, there's been one power block in Congress for the past 30 years. And we talked about that in our debate. I should have that linked on my X profile by the time I finish the show. Tomorrow, I'll be getting back into the NDAA, Section 219, as well as Section 612. We'll be talking CIA Mossad. We'll be talking Second Amendment rights, preserving those. That's very important as we, you know, as we deal with geopolitics every day. We deal with World War III. We have to remember what they are trying to take from us domestically at home, and we have to fight to protect it, lest we forget they want to have it for themselves and themselves only. But I will see you next week. I will be live. I'll see you this week too. I'll be doing the show tomorrow, Thursday. And then I'll be coming in, I believe, maybe one of the days next week. I highly look forward to that. My name is Rex Jones, Rex Jones News with the Z on X. I appreciate y'all. Let's go ahead and go to break. All right. Peace out.
A massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom, Mango, and Patriot Punch. Methylene Red capsules. This is a proprietary product. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in. Mind Fueled Nootropic Energy Shots. All 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxifying, go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene blue tincture, 40% off. Sea moss gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate chill, and a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776. In muscle shirts, a whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexjonesstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery T-shirt. You just put your size in, you get a free mystery T-shirt. with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.